Hello.net members, readers, and listeners. I'm talking to all of y'all again. Welcome back. Do y'all miss me after just a day? I'm back. This is John Moore, and welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access audio review for the Lucha Underground episode that aired August 23rd, 2017 on El Rey Network. After the ad break for our non-members, I'll be going over my full-on audio review for Lucha Underground Season 3, Episode 32, titled The Cueto Cup, which featured a Lucha Underground World Championship match between Johnny Mundo and Rey Mysterio. Now, welcome back to the ProWrestling.net Global Force Wrestling Total Nonstop Action. Wait a minute. Yeah, that was a lame joke. But it goes into my thoughts for this episode. This is the Lucha Underground audio review. I don't want to turn you guys away. The reason why I mentioned Global Force less TNA, for one, in a few hours, Johnny Mundo is about to debut for Global Force Wrestling. But in an odd coincidence, we saw a lot of bad TNA booking on this episode. Welcome to GFW, Johnny Mundo. And what's also very strange was this was taped over a year ago. So through the power of the stars aligning, maybe through the power of the eclipse, somehow this episode was very timely. Even the cinematic was timely. I'll get into that in my audio review. But like I mentioned, there's a lot of bad TNA booking, a lot of bad, like, late WCW overbooking. It was weird. But it was also a good show hidden underneath. So the benefit of listening and reading a review of the show before watching this episode is at least you'll be braced for some crap that's about to happen. But around the crap, there was some decent things. So know that there was some good, especially Rey Mysterio wrestling in 2017 / circa 2016. It's a special event, but they made it less special by doing a bunch of nonsense run-ins, overbooking, and like I said, crap finish. Luckily, you don't have to worry about this being not safe for work. You don't have to worry because I don't usually curse in my audios. I will try to keep away from exploding. And if I do, I'll probably just edit it out. So yeah, don't worry. If you would like to follow along with me, you can check out my written review, which should be on the main page of ProWrestling.net. And if you're listening to this in the distant future, you can check out .net's Lucha Underground review section under the TV reviews drop-down box. I'll be using the written review as my own outline and notes, so I can try to stay on track. Now, without further ado, let's get into the review, shall we? This week's Lucha Underground episode aired on the El Rey Network, and it was taped back in June at the Temple in Los Angeles, California. This week's intro teaser featured the Cueto Cup, Joey Ryan revealing that Veneno, my like the second or third favorite name to pronounce in pro wrestling, was actually former Ring of Honor star Ricky Reyes. Also, Johnny Mundo hitting Dominique Mysterio with the championship belt was featured, which teased some of the crap finish. And the roster clearing brawl from last week. This week's episode was titled The Cueto Cup, because we were getting the finals of the Cueto Cup in this episode. Matt Stryker, so no opening cinematic. We had Matt Stryker and Vampiro checking in on commentary. Slapback was the house band for the night. And the Cueto Cup was in-house, so they had the physical trophy cup hanging around. Let's see. And Stryker hyped up that the winner of Prince Puma versus Pentagon Dark will be facing the winner of Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo at Ultima Lucha 3, where almost at the end of the season. I was told the season was about 40 episodes, and I'm pretty sure they're sticking to around that. Maybe more, hopefully closer to less, because this has been a long season, and hopefully we get some good matches. I'm confident that we're going to get some good matches in the season because I've attended for later on tapings. I'm kind of glad I didn't attend this one, and more on that in a little bit. But our first match of the night was Veneno versus Sexy Star. Of course, known to everyone, Veneno is Ricky Reyes. He had Alberto El Patron's Lucha Underground entrance theme for some reason. And Sexy Star has random arachnophobia. It was a loose end that was never tied up and still won't be tied up. I don't know why Sexy Star has random arachnophobia. It came off as goofy rather than intriguing and mystic. This match barely even happened. So the TNA starts already, and I'm not TNA as in T's and A's, but bad TNA booking. Yeah, this was weird. So the match barely started. Joey Ryan runs out and unmasks Veneno to reveal it was Ricky Reyes. And the referee called for the bell. So Sexy Star versus Veneno barely even happened. It ended in a no contest in 52 seconds. Reyes tried to powerbomb Ryan through the table, but Joey Ryan hit Ricky Reyes in the nuts. And that's just the words that Vampiro used. Joey Ryan walked away saying that, "Yeah, I told you all, I told everyone." And so, yeah. That was a thing. That was a waste of time. That was a unnecessary overbooking. We would have been better served with a Michael Chavello hype package like they were doing at the beginning of the Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo build. Something, and to reference something that the Global Force slash TNA has done recently, is they would do these really good video packages on they were running the Super X Cup. So yeah, more parallels. TNA has a Super X Cup running now, and Lucha Underground has the Queto Cup. It would have behooved Lucha Underground to either do some good video patches or even bring back what I thought was very solid in season one, the Ringside with Vampiro interview segment, which was produced differently than we usually see in pro wrestling if they really want to be their contrary themselves. But instead, we got weird cinematics. Season 3 has had some good cinematics too. This episode and the lead up to this match was weird. Another contradictory point was the setup to this match was, I believe, the post credits of last week's show. And you had Joey Ryan and Dario Cueto were the ones who set up this match, and it was supposed to be set up for Sexy Star to demolish the essentially the enhancement guy Ricky Reyes, who never wins. And so why does Joey Ryan run out to unmask Veneno when he set up this match for Veneno to get beat up and unmasked? So there was just a lot of weird and things that didn't make sense. Like I said, bad TNA logic. If only this show had Taz. Luckily, we had Vampiro, who made some funny comments and some very good calls in this episode. The commentary on this episode was really good. Let's move along. It was time for a Dario Cueto office telenovela cinematic. We had Benjamin Cook, who is played by Board Game Geek TV's Dave Arnott, and Johnny Mundo. They were having a meeting with Dario Cueto. Of course, Johnny Mundo's agent is hyping his client up, trying to get him special treatment. And Dario Cueto tells Mundo and Cook that there was going to be no interference in the main event, and he also hyped up Johnny Mundo to say, like, you can beat Rey Mysterio on your own. A setup for the upcoming Mundo versus Rey Mysterio match. which we'll end up seeing get again contradicted in the main event via Dario Cueto's actions. So, our now before I go into more matches, I'll take a little break to talk to you guys about the wonders of .NET membership. For the price of $7.50 a month, you can get access to a ton of audio during current times and in past due to our extensive coverage and analysis of professional wrestling for years. We have audio reviews for every major pro wrestling show that airs during the week, like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205 Live, Ring of Honor, Global Force, Impact Wrestling, and Lucha Underground. Let's see. I've been doing the season 3 audio reviews for Lucha Underground, but what's more important, since Lucha Underground is now on Netflix, you can listen to Will Pruitt cover you for mostly every episode of season 1 and 2, since those are the Netflix episodes. You can see what we thought back then. There are also written reviews up as well. We have an archive site that has a lot of the older .NET material. A lot of it. We even have UK wrestling reviews, audio and written form. With the audios used to be done by Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge. Of course, Hayden Gleed's trying to figure out what to do with audio at the moment. But we have progress coverage. We were on the like groundbreaking. What's the word? Cutting edge on, as far as progress was concerned, where we got to teach you people like Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, and all, Mark Andrews, and all those guys before we got to see him on the WWE Network. So one of the biggest hooks of our audio lineup is our flagship show, .NET Weekly, which is hosted by Jason Powell and a random character select screen of guest co-hosts. The co-host could be one of us .NET staffers. In fact, Jake Barnett and Jason Powell had a really good audio show yesterday where they went over all the major topics and first-run news in pro wrestling, including some good analysis on SmackDown and the new debut slash re-debut of like Bobby Roode and Shelton Benjamin and such. It also co-hosts could also be a random pro wrestling personality. We had Jim Ross, X-Pac, WWE writers, ex-WWE writers, I mean, Dutch Mantel, Court Bauer, and many others on the show. We had the Disco Inferno on before, and Johnny Fairplay. Let's see. Also, what do you get from our site? I'm looking across the site. You get ad-free access to our site and many other perks that I haven't even mentioned yet, but I'm mentioning too much. Check it out on the front page and try us out for a month. If you're a wrestling fan that likes analysis, inside info, and upcoming news, we can scratch some sort of itch that you have. And then some. So, like I said, check us out. And if you don't like us, feel free to cancel. I won't linger too long here. So, one more time, check us out. Now, back to the audio review. Our next match on Lucha Underground was Prince Puma versus Pentagon Dark in the finals of the Cueto Cup. And this was a very good high spot match between Prince Puma and Pentagon. I believe so. I saw a fan in the crowd hold a sign to say "Wrestling is art," and I was right. This was taped around June, that was around the time when Ricochet versus Will Ospreay became viral, and then you had what do you call it, Vader, going on and ranting about it. So that's how you know it's a that was a relic in the crowd to show you what time this was taped, and it helped me a little bit as to remember what month this was taped in. Very good high spot match. Pentagon Dark doesn't do too many high spots, but he was a good base for Prince Puma, who does all the high spots. There was some very innovative moves used, like 630s. There was a battle of the Canadian destroyers. So we got lots of Canadian destroyers tonight. Even more timely. That's the return of P.D. Williams on last week's episode of Impact. More Impact references. Yeah, the match ended. Let me scroll down to the end of the match. We had Prince Puma hitting a very high Frankensteiner on Pentagon. Then Vampiro ordered Puma to finish off Pentagon, and he hit Pentagon with the 630 senton to pick up the victory. So Prince Puma defeated Pentagon Jr. via pinfall in 9 minutes and 32 seconds to win the Dario Cueto Cup. As the match finished, Prince Puma was mockingly doing the Cero Miedo sign. And after the commercial break, we would get the post-match ceremony. It wasn't that much of a ceremony. He sort of just handed Puma the cup, and that was it. So, yeah, very good match. It was very high spotty, and that kind of works in this match's favor in that it didn't take away from the more psychological main event. What I wasn't a huge fan of was the fact that Puma is being very flippy floppy. And not that I don't like flippy flops. I love flippy flops. I can watch Ricochet versus Kota Ibushi for days. The reason why I would have liked them to held back a little bit is because Prince Puma is trying to play this new, darker, more serious and aggressive character. Usually, you don't associate like flippy flops with aggression and dark. Think Pentagon Dark, for example, who does have more of a grounded offense, or someone who does a great job adjusting his style for the character he's playing, Adrian Neville in WWE when he turned heel and started defeating people with superplexes. Prince Puma was doing a good job earlier on in the tournament. But later in the tournament, he started going back to how he used to wrestle. Luckily, Vampiro was out there to maintain continuity slash consistency, so it wasn't all bad. One thing I forgot to mention earlier was during the Cueto cinematic, the whole point of it was Benjamin Cook was threatening Dario Cueto that Johnny Mundo would leave to another wrestling promotion. With the Lucha Underground Championship, even if he wins. So, yeah, that doesn't make much sense. He could send Matanza after Johnny Mundo to get the physical belt back. Whatever. Let's move on. And that's why, as far as my sigh of apathy was concerned. The next match was the main event match, Johnny Mundo versus Rey Mysterio Jr. For the Lucha Underground Championship. And this was it was on its way to being a very good match. It was really good. Rey Mysterio in his last two matches or last couple of matches, he's wrestling singles matches now. And he's in season three has looked like the Rey Mysterio of old. We had him doing like corkscrew planches. Did I mention this already? He does a seated senton into hurricanranas, pop-up hurricanranas, Canadian destroyers, the works. Rey Mysterio was very innovative. This reminded me of watching the first hour of WCW, where you would get people like Rey Mysterio, Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero. What do you call it? Billy Kidman, all those awesome guys who were doing innovative things. Rey Mysterio stood out amongst those guys because he did things that other people wouldn't do. He stood out in this episode because you don't see people doing clean transitions the way that Rey Mysterio does. Johnny Mundo was great as well. He's the parkour guy. He does ninja everything. He does good ground and pound as well. He was getting some good knees in, hit a what you call it, hanging moonlight drive. Very good match, and it was on its way to being very great until Dominique Mysterio came in. Did we call him Dominique Mysterio? But here's where all hell broke loose. So we had Moon. So Rey Mysterio was blocking, or Mundo had blocked a Hurricanrana, but Rey followed through and sent Johnny Mundo into Marty Elias. Ref bump. I'm used to writing this in my GFW Impact Wrestling reviews. I didn't expect to write it here. Usually, Lucha Underground is good with the ref bumps. They usually don't do it. It's been usually the crap finishes are legacy in Johnny Mundo matches, so I should have expected that somewhat. There was a low blow. There was belt shots. All that on the works. Dominique runs out and attacks whatchamacallit, Johnny Mundo. The security guards come out. What else? Rey Mysterio hit Mundo with the 619 and a slingshot frog splash for the win. But suddenly Dario Cueto runs out and stops Marty from getting the count. And Rey ends up giving Dario Cueto the 619. Mundo hit Rey with the title belt and hit Starship Pain to pick up the victory. So Johnny Mundo defeated Rey Mysterio via pinfall in 18 minutes and 6 seconds to retain the Lucha Underground Championship. The crowd didn't like it. Matt Stryker didn't like it. It was garbage, to be completely honest with you, at the end. And here's what's interesting about that 18 minutes. It didn't feel like 18 minutes at first. Rey Mysterio and Johnny Mundo were putting on some great action, and a lot of the 75 to 85% of that match was very fast paced and very well worked. And the selling and psychology used was very solid. That's something. Another thing that Rey Mysterio does very well. He doesn't do high spots for the sake of high spots. He does high spots for the sake of tipping the t scales in his favor. But that ending, that was straight from like the Vince Russo TNA book, booking book. It was not great. Lots of overbooking, lots of run-ins. Ref bumps galore. Here's where it contradicted with Dario Cueto. And this also takes some implying. So as the viewer, what are you supposed to imply? And here's me trying to make some sense out of it. Is you think he was trying to stop Rey from winning to appease Johnny Mundo and keep Johnny Mundo from taking the belt away from the promotion? When, yeah, so for one, Dario Cueto in that exchange managed to get Mundo to forget about his prior demands, and he placated Johnny Mundo's ego. And if Dario Cueto was afraid of Johnny Mundo leaving the promotion, wouldn't he help Rey Mysterio win? Not be a heel for the sake of being heel. Usually, Dario Cueto is presented as the smartest guy in the room. But here, continuity didn't match. It was just like the Joey Ryan interference in the opening match. They set up something with the cinematics, yet the logic doesn't match. It is true that they tape it at two different times, but when they tape these cinematics, they know how the in-ring stuff is going to happen. So they should have adjusted the cinematics a little bit better to cut off logic holes. And instead, we're just left with logic holes because of the fact that they were taped at two different times. It wasn't taped recently. Wake up, even though a lot of the things are very timely, like Johnny Mundo going to other promotions as Lucha Underground champion. It took down this episode, or took down that match a lot. I'm not looking forward to a possible rematch between these two because usually you pull out the crappy overbook stuff in the rematch, but they threw it in the opening match. This Rey Mysterio versus Johnny Mundo feud was built up very well on the onset, where they were presenting it as a more sports-like type event, to the point where they brought in Access TV's Michael Ciavello to be the hype man for this match. Of course, I do understand that Michael Ciavello, that because it took like about 3 months to build towards this match, that the Michael Ciavello thing would get kind of old. But that's where I mentioned this a lot in season 2 and 3, that they had a very good segment called Ringside with Vampiro, where you had Vampiro doing post-produced interview segments. They were different than your traditional pro wrestling, quote unquote, live interview segments. It allowed for some very good stylistic things. It hid the weaknesses of a lot of the Lucha Underground roster with their, I mean, like them only speaking Spanish or some of them not being good promos. There could have been some other way to build towards this match, and instead, so Mundo was given some very good in-ring credibility leading up to the Mysterio versus Mundo match via having a good series with Willie Mack. But instead, we go back to, so they ended up giving lots of in-ring credibility to PJ Black, of all people. PJ Black is a very good wrestler. It's just Lucha Underground presented him like initially as enhancement talent. As the guy, cannon fodder, who would take cannon shots for Johnny Mundo. Then they introduce this what you call it, a agent for him to make Johnny Mundo more Hollywood. And like I said, all the Holly and then they gave Johnny Mundo a stunt double and everything. All these little things that they did to Mundo was make him less John Morrison and more Mike Misanin. They made him the Miz. He's the Hollywood A-lister who takes cheap outs, and he has a 3MB behind him. It's weird. You would think that they would try to make him a credible threat, especially that they gave him his own theme music. They gave him the big push, but they make him a very weak champion. Not vulnerable champion, just a weak champion. A champion that you would want to ignore his matches because they just end. It's like when you watch a Jinder Mahal finish and the Singh brothers interfere, and they interfere all the time. You might as well just not watch any other matches because you know how the match is going to end, no matter how good it is. Luckily, with Johnny Mundo, is at least you know the stuff before the crappy finish is going to be good. Very odd. I'm not going to linger too much on it. Hopefully, in a few hours, when Johnny Mundo debuts for Global Force, we don't see dumb ref bump finishes or anything. If it's so weird counting on GFW. But with that, I'll leave you with a recommendation of this show. Just brace yourself for overbooked nonsense. But it's a treat to see Rey Mysterio wrestle in 2017. And since Rey Mysterio is wrestling like the old Rey Mysterio, I would say watch it. And if you would get your nice high spot feel with Pentagon Jr. versus Prince Puma. So there you go. Thank you so much for listening along. Without .NET readers, listeners, and members, we wouldn't be putting out this material for you. So thumbs up to you guys for consuming our product. And with that, have a nice one. Bye-bye.